Gentlemen, I had a thought earlier when we were lighting I was wondering once again about this question, that why is it that we have this is so strange that we go so extreme when it comes to the, it's Ne'er Ishuvesa, really one needs to light one candle per night for the entire family, and we go so far, we do the, every single member of the family does one, plus, Mosif V'Holchim every single evening. There's no halachic basis, really. Why is it that we embraced, of course it has a halachic basis now, it's Mahadrim and Mahadrim and everything, but it sounds so interesting that Klal Yisrael has embraced to such an extreme level this Hiduim. You know, we're encountering on a day-to-day basis and we're learning the halachas, there's chumras, and there's leniencies, and sometimes we go a bit more lenient, sometimes we go a bit more stringent. And it's always that kind of balance, but over here it seems that it's completely out of proportion, as it were. We're going completely beyond the halacha. We're not doing Ne'er Ishuvesa. I've never seen a house that does Ne'er Ishuvesa. I've never seen a house. So collectively speaking, talking about, looking at Klal Yisrael as a whole, it sounds so, I don't know if radical is the word, extreme perhaps, extraordinary. So, it's fanatical, the word? No. But it sounds so out of proportion. That's the word. It sounds so out of proportion that we're all doing all these Yiduim well beyond the halachic requirement. Why so? Why is it that on Chanukah we find...
Overly punctilious.
What is it?
Overly punctilious.
Overly punctilious. That's what it is. Okay. So, why is it that Chanukah we have this extreme akpot as opposed to any other... on Purim, when it comes to all the shitters... We don't go with all the shits on Purim. I'm afraid to say, there's leniencies. It doesn't come from a halachic point. On the contrary, halachically, the Rambam says you'd rather give matonas levyonim rather than an extravagant shlachmanas.
How do you Purim?
I suppose if you really would be pedantic about the halacha, you'd make sure that you bench before Nacht, and there's plenty of halachas we're not makpid on. This year we will probably, but. Yeah, there's such chumra, at least you should have the main course before Nacht. Nobody does that. It's impossible to do, nearly.
Everyone's
makpid
to wash before
Shabbat. Wash, I know, but the stringencies go back. So I'm saying, even when it comes to sukkahs, there's certain things we don't really. Shits we don't go with, and Pesach, perhaps Pesach also. I'm just saying, why is it Chanukah we are so... So I'd like to share with you a thought which I had today. I have absolutely no proof for that. And it's my hagosh, it's what my heart tells me, rather than it's not evidence-based, scientific, researched teretz. It's a thought.
You had it in
what's that? No, I had literally, as we were saying, most too, I was thinking about that. Very literally. I was thinking as follows. I was thinking that we find that Chanukah was, the whole idea of Chanukah, Klal Yisrael was, it wasn't a fight against our physical being. It wasn't anything, it was a spiritual being. Now, Klal Yisrael was there was a subtle point that Yevonim was trying to attack the Ruchnias of Klal Yisrael, initially in a subtle form, later on in a bit more intense. Now, there is something in Klal Yisrael which is the work of Klal Yisrael. Chazon Ish writes in one place, there's certain things which is not halacha. Something that Klal Yisrael just chaps on, that the neshama of Klal Yisrael chaps is really important. I'll give an example. Now, this is that maybe halachically, somebody approached once, that I believe was the Biskarov, and he asked him, how do you know that you mustn't have, I don't know what he was talking about, I think he was talking about the blurriest long hair in the front, or he was talking about you mustn't cut the, I don't know exactly what he was talking about, something which, and the chazan, or maybe I was talking, something, so where do you know that from? Where do you know that, that you have to be some makpid on that? What's the makor? What's the source in the pasuk? So Biskarov answered, the answer to your question is, I know it from Bereshis Bore Lekim until Eini Kol Yisrael. The first words of the Torah until the last words of the Torah. That's how I understand, that's what the Torah is about. I can't pinpoint a source at one particular pasuk in there. It's what the whole Torah says. That's why I understand the Torah. Chazon Ish writes, one of the Igros, he writes, that I think he talks about TVs actually, And he says, you know, Kalitzot just chaps on sometimes what's right and what's wrong. You know, it's not about finding the Mishnah Berurah, Shatzi, and the Mishnah Berurah. Just chaps what's right and what's wrong. Kalitzot just chaps sometimes. The Ruach, the Neshama, and it is beyond Halacha. It's just a certain sense of, what's the right word, Mr. Ben, can you help? It's like the kind of, it's an atmosphere in Kalitzot. It's like a kind of, well, there's a subtle atmosphere in Kalitzot. That Kalitzot understands mentality, perhaps. Innate, what is it?
Feeling,
and it's not, you know, it's not, you're not going to come with a particular McCoy or
instinct.
That's it. Instinct is the right word. Instinct. There's an instinct within Klal Yisrael, what's right and what's wrong. Of course, every generation is a bit different, and there's certain differences in societies and kahilas and everything. But on the whole, where to go, what to do, there is that subtle kind of instinct in Klal Yisrael. Therefore, and that's exactly what they were trying to destroy. When it comes to Klal Yisrael, we had that instinct that, okay, you're touching on a really subtle point over here. There is over here something, and that, no, we're not mevatel on that. If you destroy that, you destroy Klal Yisrael. And therefore, as a radical opposition, as a radical extreme, so you're touching on that, I'll show you. And that's why Klal Yisrael has embraced to such an extreme level all the Hidurim and the Chumras. Not the Chumras, all the Hidurim on Hanukkah. Because you're touching on that subtle point, I'll show you. And I'll show you big, good and proper, I'll show you. You're touching on that subtle point, that instinct in Klal Yisrael, we are going to embrace it in a much stronger format. That's perhaps an approach for why we find this Mahadrin and Mahadrin in Hanukkah, Dafka more than anywhere else. Okay, boys, so we're starting tonight, Hilchas Chol HaMoed. Hilchas Chol HaMoed, I heard once, and I think this is very true. So, you know, Erechaim we can cope with, you know, day to day, you know, when it comes to Hilchas of Tefillah and benching and Brocha, we can cope with it. When it comes to Hilchas Shabbos, it's definitely more complex. So Hilchas weekdays, straightforward. Chelek Aleph is very straightforward. When it comes to Chelek Gimel, Hilchas Shabbos, it's a bit more complex. When it comes to Hilchas Yom Tov, you know, when it comes to all that, it's Echal Nefesh and everything, he gets even more complicated, more complex than Hilchas Shabbos. No doubt about it. Hilchas Yom Tov is more complex than Hilchas Shabbos. Yeah, Echal Nefesh, Shabbat Echal Nefesh. Now, Hilchas Chol HaMoed is even more complex than Hilchas Chol HaMoed because there's so many exceptions, so many rules and so many exceptions. So it goes like weekdays, complicated, is straightforward. Shabbos more complicated. Yom Tov more complicated. Chol HaMoed on top of that. Yet, you know, Leipotah, we can't just exempt ourselves from understanding it and knowing the concepts. And here we are, Baruch Hashem, approaching Hilchas Chol HaMoed, which has got so many yesodes. So let us start with that. Hilchas Chol HaMoed, Voisiv Echad and Simon Tov Kuf Lamed Chol HaMoed, also Mitzvos Melachos Mutar Miktzasim. Chol HaMoed says Shulchan Aruch, it's got certain things which are permitted, others are not. Vine says the Gemara, Hagol Efitzo Echinyan Shonir Lechom Lehati. What Chachomim felt was appropriate to allow. Says the Mishnah Wednesday of Cotton Aleph, Mutar Miktzasin, Melachos Amutur Bechol HaMoed. Now this is an introduction. It just gives a bit of an insight in how the dynamics, how it's going to work. So there is Melachos Amutur Bechol HaMoed in Chamisha. There's five categories. Five categories of permitted melachas on Chol HaMoed. What are they? Dover of eight. What's Dover of eight? Yeah, that's right. If you don't do it, you're going to lose money. Dover of eight, im le'asenu atri. If I don't do it now, I'm going to lose a lot of money. So Dover of eight is rule number one. It's going to be permitted. Again, all these things, this is just an introduction. They will be discussed in greater details later on. Point number two, Tzor Kehamoyet. What's Tzor Kehamoyet? Needs of the Moed, of whether it's Chol HaMoed, or whether it is, or whether it's fruit, or whether it's for Yom Tov. Tzor Kehamoyet is permitted as well. Third one is Bishul Poyel She'en Lo Mayoichal. If there's a person who has got absolutely no money, a poyel, a worker who has got no food, he's financially under very great stress, certain melachos are permitted. Fourth is Tzor Kerabim. Tzor Kerabim is, what's Tzor Kerabim?
The needs of the killer.
Yeah, needs of the killer, public needs. It's permitted as well. So say the shul needs urgent, you're allowed to do that. Tzor Kerabim is permitted. That's fourth. And finally, Maaseh Hedyot. Maaseh Hedyot is very simple. Activities are permitted as well. I want to mention that I remember my brother-in-law, one of my shvogos, is a very early, very, very big Yishmaim. He told me once, I was talking to him before Yom Tov, and then he says, you know, everybody, since he learned al-Chachamayit a couple of few years ago, he told me. So he says, since he learned al-Chachamayit, he wasn't quite sure on what category it is, to drive to a Chalamoid outing. What's the answer to drive a car? We know it's permitted and everybody does it and it's fine. But within what category is it? It needs a bit of processing. Is it Tova Oved? Is it financial loss if you don't go to Warburn Safari? Probably not. It's probably financial loss if you do go, right? So what about Tzoke HaMoed? Does it go within the category of Tzoke HaMoed? Is it called Tzoke HaMoed?
Yeah.
Perhaps. Alright. We need to be able to define Tzoke HaMoed. Perhaps. Is it Bishul Poel? If no food, definitely not. It's okay, having public needs, certainly not. Ma'aseh Hedyot, a very simple action. Maybe you'd say that driving, perhaps we're going within that category. Perhaps. So I could point what you're seeing, just a simple thing, as everybody does. We all go to outings of Chol HaMoed, and we have to do it, and we do it, and it's an important thing to do. Within what category, within which parameters will actually fit. So we'll discuss that, but it's just important to realize that it needs to be a bit of, it needs to be thought through. So, right, okay, so v'hineh be'ikiris ha'melachis Chol HaMoed, yishtez ben rishon. Now comes the Mishnah and tells us an important introduction. And it says follows, there is a machlokes, yesh be'ikiris ha'melachis Chol HaMoed, if you do melachis Chol HaMoed, yishtez, there's opinions ben rishonim, there's opinions within the rishonim, yesh ha'sevrim, some hold, if you do a melacha, an unpermitted melacha, on Chol HaMoed, it's merely an issa d'rabbanon. Why? That the pasuk tells us mikra kodesh, v'arei uzman chagiga b'mikdash, lefich osun b'siyas melacha. The chachamim forbade certain melachas, but it's only rabbinical, therefore, if a person would transgress one of those, it would only be on a rabbinical level and not a Torah level. We've established those rabbinical restrictions in order it shouldn't be like any other weekday. You wouldn't want it to look like a day which has got no holiness whatsoever. Nevertheless, they never established Chol HaMoed like a proper Yom Tov. They were lenient in those five concepts mentioned earlier. This is one set of Rishonim hold that Melachos and Chol HaMoed only Medrabonon. There are, however, opinions hold that during doing Melachos activities on Chol HaMoed is actually on a Deraisa level. For the Kilo Bekam Advarim, and that they were lenient on those five categories mentioned earlier, who are Pierre Chomim in Chol HaMoed. That's interesting. If you are telling me that is a Torah transgression by doing melachos Chol HaMoed, why is it that it's permitted in those five categories? Why is, if it's a Torah issa to melachos, so why is it that it's mutter if it's Tova Oved? Why is it that it's mutter if it's Tokei Rabim? Why is it that it's mutter if it's Maaseh Hedyot? Why is it that it's mutter if it's, why is it if it's a Torah level? So that is a fundamental question, really. What would you say? If there's a Torah issa, would Chachamim be entitled to make such leniencies? Fascinating.
You were saying we're learning everything from Mikra Kodesh.
Yes.
Mikra Kodesh isn't referring to. So that's, it depends how you translate it. It's referring to Yom Tov itself, not referring to Chachamim.
You're saying that, yeah, but those opinions still hold that it's a Torah issa. Those opinions hold that if you actually do a melacha be'issa,
is Mikra Kodesh referring to.
He will, yes. So no, so it's. Is it learned that from Mikra Kodesh? I don't know. But there is...
You say Mikra Kodesh, but when Yom Tov Kiddush, don't we? So we think Mikra Kodesh is really...
Like a Yom Tov Mamash.
It's connected to the days of Yom Tov where all Melachos
are. Yeah.
Is it Mokrach to say that it could refer to...
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but the mindset of those who show him hold, that there is the Reise when you do... When you do those malachas, when you do a malacha be'issa, there's that deraisa. So it seems to be what the Mishnah Berurah says that hekilu bekam advarim al pi reshus shenitin lachomim min ha'Torah b'melachos Chol HaMoed. So chachomim were given the permission. Fascinating concept. The Torah says you're not to do malachas, but the Torah also has given permission to the chachomim to allow if needed, and they have allowed it in those five instances. something. It's an interesting concept. I'm skipping two lines in Mishnah Berurah. One has to be very careful, says the Mishnah Berurah, to not be further lenient for what the Chachamim have allowed, to not stretch the leniencies. What's permitted is permitted. But what's not permitted is not. The Omer Chachamim, said, it's a Gemara, HaMevaze es HaMoyedois, somebody who is Mevaze, who is disrespectful, who is, how should I translate Mevaze? Disrespectful, who is
disgraces.
The Moyedois, the Yomim Toivim, Tehainu she'oisebe melocha, who does a melocha, ke'ilu oived avetiz kichomim azolis, as if he serves idols. Now this is a very strong statement, and surely it needs to be understood what exactly the understanding of this is. In what does it mean? What's the comparison? Why is it somebody's mevazes amoyzos is as if he serves the idols? So there must be. I mean, the simple understanding is because somebody who's disrespectful to the amoyzos is as if he doesn't understand our connection to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The amoyzos, what's the literal translation of moyed? Moyed means encountering. Yeah, vad moyed means to encounter. Because every Yom Tov is, to some extent, an encountering with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moed. Yes, it is. Yeah. So therefore, if there is... So somebody's mevazeh, disrespectful to Moed. If you encounter an important person, as a Moshel, and you're mevazeh, you're disrespectful, it's kilo of tzichom, as if you're not appreciating the value. You're not appreciating the value of the encounter with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, kilo of tzichom is a bit like... That's a simple understanding, but there may be further explanations in this. But that perhaps we'll do as a simple understanding. And he continues, this is a bit of a controversial one. One has to also be, when he's obligated, to honor cholamoid b'maychal with foods, b'mishta with drinks, v'ksusniki and clothing. Shaloi yinek bohem minek choyl, it shouldn't be like a weekday. V'maril and the maril, lova shakata, which is the equivalent of our suits, the rekel shel Shabbos of Shabbos. The maril used to wear Shabbos garments on cholamoid. A word on this. The Shai Tzion says, in a very long Shai Tzion of Insif Kotten Dalet, and he says about this mitzvah to be mechabed chol hamoed, and he says, tzorech lechabdoi b'achile v'shtiyah v'ksus nekiyo, he says, well, you have really an obligation to be, on chol hamoed, you really have to wear Shabbos clothes? Chol hamoed, you have to wear Shabbos
clothes?
Clean clothes, because he's ksus nekiyo, you say. Yeah, but is that, I'm saying, it's shaloyinak boyeminak choyl, shouldn't be like weekday. Yeah. So what do you do about it? Shabbos clothes on chalamot. Is that what it means?
This minhag that people wear suits for 8 days.
Yeah.
It's quite a recent thing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
People didn't used to wear
suits. Absolutely, yeah. It's recent, yeah.
Yeah,
so the Makai for that, well, to answer that, in the Litvish Welt, I think that it comes from the yeshivas. In the Chassidish Welt, I think it was always accepted that, at least for some parts of the day, that Chassidim always used to be makpid to wear Shabbos clothes. But the Mishnah Berurah does say, it brings from the Maril. So I don't know, the Marils did wear Shabbos clothes. But having said that, the Shai Tzion says, and I think that's something which is very disgusting, is that what it can't be that you've got to wear on Chol HaMoed Shabbos clothes. It's not. You don't have to. So the Mishnah Berurah ends off saying, "Mikol makom yoisim me'achol." That's the crucial few words in the Mishnah Berurah. You don't have to, you may not need to wear Shabbos clothes, but you don't. You certainly need to wear more than regular weekday clothes. I think that's something which makes sense. So that's right. Some elements of it is going to be. Better than a regular weekday. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Wear something which is not your weekday garment. Wear something which is not your weekday. That's one aspect. Now, I had another shayla which I had for years. I don't have a clear psak in that. Does it mean, when it says you need to wear better clothes on Chol HaMoed, does it mean the entire day? Or does it mean parts of the day? Say. Yeah, it doesn't need to be the whole day. You're saying that it means... So say a person is wearing better clothes, perhaps even Shabbos clothes for davening, and later on, but during the, let's say he goes on an outing, or he goes elsewhere, or he get, you know, he doesn't want to get all dirty and his clothes get old. So for that part, he'll wear different clothes, which is not necessarily Shabbos clothes. Well, and then when he gets back home, he's going to wear again. Would that be in line with Cholil, somebody's mevazes and meyadois? Or is it somebody that, no, he's mekayim, the halacha of being mechabet, b'ksus nekiyo, and he's not, I mean, he's not minakol, because part of the day he's wearing Shabbos clothes. I'm not sure. Does it mean you need to wear the entire? I don't know the answer. What do you think? Exactly. You said you're going to get ruined. So it doesn't mean you have to wear literally. Yeah, I think that's probably. I don't know the person
in
speaking.
Stage in your life, right? If you're a buffer in your learning, and you're just, you know, and you're sitting in the base mandrash most of the day, then
might as well.
You may as well, because if you're dealing with young children and stuff, you're going to get muddy and.
You're going to, right? Yeah.
So maybe each person according to their circumstances.
I'll definitely take that as very reasonable. Lamai said, but I think it's still important to realize that Mishnah Berurah, when he's Mekel, in Shayatzini does say, should be better than a regular weekday. It should be better than a regular weekday. Mikol Mokim, Yoisim Me'achoy, Bevadet Tzorech Kolodom Ninoik. Now again, as to whether that means the entire day or part of the day, I don't know. But it does mention that, and I think one should know that. The Mishnah Berurah then finished off in Sifkot Na'arif discussing the question as to whether you've got to wash. You've got to wash, like on Yom Tov and on Shabbos, you've got to wash every day. Do you need to wash as well to Hamotzi and make sure to have Yalev Yovoy of Chol HaMoed? During all days of Chol HaMoed, you have to do that or not?
It's a Mishnah
in Sukkot, isn't it? And it's a Machlokes, yeah. It's a Machlokes, absolutely in the Mishnah, yeah. Yeah, so that's really the Makar. Yes, Mishnah Berurah passes as follows. Kasu Acholim and the last two lines of Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Na'alev. Ta'af, the Muchbasim Kuf Beiches, the Enu Mechiv Lechol Pas, Ta'afka Bechol HaMoed, although the Halacha said explicitly in Simen Kuf, Pei, Chof, Ches, in Kuf Pei, Ches, Siv Zayin, that Enu Mechiv Lechol Pas, that you're not obligated to wash, Bechol HaMoed, V'rak to Osel Inisan, the only thing which is strictly speaking the Halacha is, you may not fast, Chol HaMoed, you fancy fasting Chol HaMoed, you may not fast on Chol HaMoed. That's black and white. Nevertheless, mikol mokom lechatchila, ideally tzoich likvoy asudas al hapas. Lechatchila, you should make a suda on bread. Achas b'layla v'achas b'yoyim, once by night and once by day, every single day of Chol HaMoed. Since the mitzvah, there is an element of mitzvah, lechabdoi, to honor it, be'achila v'shtiyah, by eating and drinking, ve'ikir achila u'lechem, and the best way, the ideal way, the preferred method of honoring Chol HaMoed is with washing for bread, for making a motzi. So therefore, Rabbi Yisrael, we've got to be a Mishnah Berurah that says, fasting, that's the only thing which is absolute, absolute black and white halacha. You may not fast on Chol HaMoed. But in terms of washing, he says, ideally, yes, you should. You don't have to. But lechatchila, you should wash both by day and by night. The truth is, when it comes to Pesach, Chol HaMoed, don't know what choice do you, right? I mean, my personal experience. Well, so you're going to go wash? You're going to have more eggs? I mean, what are you going to, I'm saying? I don't know.
You mean there's nothing else to eat but matzah?
Yeah. So there's not much alternative. It's quite easy to fulfill that Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, okay, right, okay, fair enough. Okay, it's but he says, anyway, it's lechatchil only to wash, it's lechatchil only. On Pesach, there's another element as well, that according to, there's this shita yechidah, there's a shita yechidah, that whenever you eat matzah mekayim mitzvah, so, and we don't pass that, Mishnah Berurah still brings it down, so, you know, there's that, but it's only lechatchil only, to wash once by day, once by night, every single day of Chol HaMoed. Yeah, what do you want to say?
If you know you're not going to wash, sometimes on Sukkot, is it still proper to work on the Ishbizan? Absolutely, not connected at all.
And finally, Mishnah Berurah, just to finish off with Sifkot and Beis, the end, the last line of Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Beis, I'm just because of a cold boy. He says, he brings a kol boy of Yerish, Nirem is there, she is a god, Bishoik Yosem Melocha, Shkavon Hashem is Bachman Sinas Amoid. The kol boy reminds us that when Akash Boch gave us the Moyadois, Yom Tovim, and the Chulish Moyad, Hoysuk de Leidabek, Biroso to, what's Leidabek? How you struggle to translate the word? It's not to.
Tvekus.
Tvekus, how do you say that in good English? Tvekus.
Double to
Yeah, how do you say that in English? Dvekes Takadosh Baruch Hu, Lidabek Beirase Vavasai.
To cleave
Takadosh Baruch Hu, to love Takadosh Baruch Hu, Velasik Betirasai, and to be Isaac in Torah, to learn Torah, Betirasai Atmimah, the beautiful, wholesome Torah, had kind of shown us. He reminds us that the Kolboy says, the whole idea, the whole point of the Yomim Tovim and the Chlamoid is to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to learn His Torah, and to feel kind of the sense of the beauty of the Yom Tovim, and that's the main idea of the Yom Tovim. So you shouldn't, he says the Kolbo, you shouldn't waste your time doing things which are playful and not, so it's not referring to the kids and with the kids, it's talking about, you know, like adult kind of a waste of time.
A lot of times they don't go on trips with their families, they just sit in the shulam, they just sit in the base mentioning.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
Yeah. There is absolutely, yeah.
My wife says, I've got to get over there.
yeah. All right. Okay. Rabbi said, just to summarize, we learned this evening. We learned an incredibly important yisoidus. So on Chol HaMoed, there is a melachos v'shamut, a melachos v'shamut. Also, the Mishnah tells us an introductory five concepts, which, when it's permitted, Hodava Ove, Tzoki HaMoed, Poel, Tzoki Rabim, Masa Hedyot. These are the five which are permitted. There is machlokes v'shonim as to whether if a person does do a melacha, is he one of the Raisa or only the Rabbanon. And Mishnah also reminds us that a mevazes HaMoedo is kilo v'tiv t'chovim. And finally, Mishnah Berurah tells us also that ideally a person should wash, if possible, both by night and by day, but it's not a requirement. But when he's certainly not to fast. And finally, he tells us that a person should be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during those days. And remember as well about the clothing, the discussion in Shaar HaTzion. I wish you a very good evening, and a Freilichen Chanukah.